How are things going as the pandemic school year wraps up?
Well, I'm actually quite proud of how our community, our students and faculty and staff have adapted to these challenging circumstances. Looking back across the year, we've had no COVID transmission in our classrooms. Our research labs are up and running again and not a source of transmission. We're operating them at somewhat lower density with face coverings, but we're almost up to full strength in research. And we're following social distancing guidelines in all of our indoor spaces. Yeah, but it's been a challenging year, especially for our students, but they're tough and they're resilient.
That said, the current phase that we're in right now is uniquely challenging. We saw the B.1.1.7 variant begin from a clinical standpoint at U of M and the surrounding community here in Ann Arbor. The variant swelled beyond Washtenaw County, and we're still unraveling the story of how it spread so quickly and so voraciously. But is there anything you would have done differently if you could go back through the year?
Oh gosh, I think you have to approach all of this with a great sense of humility. We've had to learn as we go. We've had to rely, of course, on our experts, but also bring our community along. We've had to approach this with really great humility. And those are some of the bigger lessons. I wish we had ramped up our testing program earlier. Early on, we were using Michigan Medicine, our own major healthcare system. But they really weren't set up to ramp up and do massive surveillance testing on a college campus. So we had to get that going, provide ways for students to be able to adapt. We've learned a lot of lessons.
The state's public health infrastructure is pivoting to a message of personal responsibility and people making individual decisions in a way that will take their own health and the health of their community into account. Would you have any advice for Governor Whitmer, or do you think differently about how this case is made now than you might have, say, 2 years ago?
One thing I've learned is not to second guess well-intentioned, hardworking, serious, data-driven leaders like the governor, because until you sit in their chair, you really don't know all the various inputs that a leader has to balance. I'd say even when our state was under very stringent regulation, with a state of 10 million people, it always comes down to personal responsibility. You can't use the police to enforce your way to uniform public safety all across the state. It relies on most people buying into the message and the leadership and the science that suggests how to fight the pandemic. And until, quite recently, Michigan was the model for our nation in terms of keeping cases low and striking that balance between economic vitality and public safety. I think in this latter stage of the pandemic, I think our state is suffering from pandemic fatigue. This lifestyle has really gotten to people. The weather's getting better. People have this sense of hope that comes from the vaccine, and maybe they're changing their behaviors too soon. And as you mentioned earlier, this variant, the B.1.1.7 variant, we had, one of the first reported cases in the state here at U of M, but there's evidence of multiple points of entry into the state. And the example of the United Kingdom shows that the thing spreads really, really quickly. It's much more transmissible. So I think there are a lot of factors that contribute to the challenges our state has faced now. But for the first time, really during the epidemic, I'm optimistic about the months ahead. The warmer weather will be doing more outside, and it's definitely safer outside. The vaccine is penetrating pretty widely across the state. I know here on campus, faculty and staff and students have very anxiously waited their turn, and now they're getting vaccinated in significant numbers. The vaccine, the RNA-based vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine have proven incredibly safe, amazingly effective. So there's really a cause for optimism now coming out of this challenging couple of months of wintertime.
How do you think things might look differently in the fall for students and faculty?
The way I'd have to characterize the ambiance on campus across this past academic year that's just wrapping up now, we're doing graduation in about 10 days or so, is a lack of joy. People really had their heads down. They weren't allowed to safely socialize. It was a very different ambiance. The campus was much less dense than usual because most of our classes were remote. The fall should be quite different. You know, we're expecting to deliver the vast majority of our classes in person, the major exceptions being large classes where we can't really get enough distancing to safely put 100 people in a room together. So at least at the beginning of the semester, our large classes will be remote. We're hoping to drive very high levels of vaccination, and that will allow us to have a much more normal semester. We're hopeful that the big house will have fans, probably in limited numbers to start, but then growing through the football season. Our student clubs and activities will be active. Our rec sports facilities will be running. And as I said, with most of our classes in person and the you know, dorms operating near capacity, a much more normal semester based on this miraculous vaccination.
It's interesting to hear you mention a lack of joy. In your view, is joy a necessary part of the higher ed experience?
You know, in many ways, I think it is. We deliver content in the classrooms, and we do it at a high level. We were able to pivot to online instruction, on average, very, very effectively. A lot of the Michigan experience, though, comes from the interaction between our students and informal interactions with our faculty. And those were the things that were diminished. A lot of our learning happens when you put students together from all around the state and all around the country and all around the world in a living and learning environment where they learn in the classroom, but they learn just as much outside the classroom. And that outside the classroom piece was really inhibited because of the public health interventions that we had to put in place to try to keep people safe and healthy.
The university I know has been requiring weekly COVID tests to enter certain buildings. Will the university require vaccination to attend classes in person this fall?
Well, you know, this winter, all of our students who are coming to campus have to have weekly testing. And, you know, the good news is the test positivity rate, even as we've had cases, has remained low, below 1%, which is really quite good from a public health perspective. Interestingly, more of our staff community, the rate of COVID's a bit higher amongst our staff than it is amongst our students right now. So we're discussing right now issues around vaccination. We're trying our very best to drive as close to 100% vaccination as possible. And the closer we get, the more normal the semester will feel. And more importantly, the healthier people will stay and the less likely that we'll run into serious illness with these vaccines. I'm optimistic that a very high fraction of students will be vaccinated before the fall semester. We are discussing and considering whether to mandate vaccination. Oh, 30 or 40 universities around the country have already done so. It's complicated. We want to be sure that we make, you know, good, consistent decisions that strike all the right balances. So we'll probably have more to say about that in the days and weeks ahead.
You have said that your worst case scenario is that a variant of the virus escapes coverage of the vaccine and that we might be in a continued cycle of distancing and masks. But if so, knowing what you know now about how higher education has been able to pivot, how long can the system sustain what it's doing right now?
Gosh, that's a very difficult question, April. I don't think this worst case scenario will be the case, but it certainly is possible. But at the end of the day, you know, we're obligated to maintain the health and safety of our faculty, students, and staff as we pursue our mission. And we'll certainly be in better shape than we were a year ago in terms of our capacity to test and the lessons we've learned in managing a big campus through a pandemic. I hope we don't have to do it, but you know, we have many levers and tools that we can use. And we also follow guidance that comes nationally and also from our state. So sort of with my immunologist hat on, because for years I ran an immunology research lab, so serendipitously it turns out that I have some personal expertise in the area. It's possible, but it's not likely that there'll be a variant to arise in the coming months that makes the vaccines dramatically less effective, because we're starting from a point of very high effectiveness. The other thing is the way these vaccines were made, using a messenger RNA activate an immune response, it's really fast and easy to make very variant vaccines. So right now, I bet you that Pfizer and Moderna and perhaps other companies are working on vaccines tailored to the known variants. So down the road, switching vaccines or making a vaccine that covers not just the main strain, but emerging variants, it's just not as technically difficult as it was to make the very first vaccine. So we've got a lot of arrows in the quiver. Is that the expression? Or you know, we have many options.
I didn't hear an answer conclusively about another year or 2 years or 5 years. So I'm just going to conclude that's something that you're hoping to avoid.
Well, of course, April, but we're going to do whatever it takes. Of course, you know, the University of Michigan's been here for 200 years. If nothing else, the pandemic has proven the importance of education and research. It's research that has allowed us to overcome a global pandemic or make significant progress in less than a year. Imagine if this were 50 or 60 years ago. You know, we would not have known what the virus was. We wouldn't have sequenced its genome. We wouldn't have a diagnostic test. And we certainly wouldn't have a vaccine in less than a year. So the mission of the university is critical, both education and research, whether the pandemic is over in a few months or whether it continues on for a couple more years.
Mark Schlissel is the president of the University of Michigan. President Schlissel, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, April. Stay healthy. Thanks for your attention. Bye-bye.